For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. After asking about their course of treatment and how likely it is that it will succeed, many cancer patients have another question. Will I lose my hair? Sparrow Hospital has begun using a new process that aims to prevent the hair loss that often accompanies chemotherapy. Deborah Meehan Lint of Norton Shores knows her way around cancer treatments. She's lost two husbands to cancer in the last 5 years. So when she was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer in January, she underwent a lumpectomy and is following a course of treatment that the 61-year-old hopes will reduce the likelihood that her cancer will return. And like many people, she hopes her hair won't fall out. It's her hope that Sparrow's new DignaCap will help.
There is a 30% chance that I would lose my hair permanently, and that would be a biggie for me. Not that I'm that vain, but it would bother me, yes.
The name DignaCap might be fitting in that it's a cap that can prevent the indignity of hair loss. Coolant circulates through the cap to reduce the temperature of the scalp during chemo. Breast surgeon Dr. Timothy McKenna is medical director at Sparrow's Multidisciplinary Breast Cancer Clinic. He explains why chemotherapy causes hair loss.
Chemotherapy interferes with cell turnover or cell duplication. Hair cells are turning over about as quickly as any cell in the body. Chemotherapy then has the most effect on cells turning over, such as cancer cells, which are growing, and hair cells. So it's basically a victim of our chemotherapy regimen.
In the past, keeping the scalp cold meant using a cap that had been in a cooler and replaced once in a while with another as the ice melted. Dr. Timothy McKenna explains how he thinks the DignaCap is an improvement.
That chemotherapy is still circulating in your system even after the infusion has stopped, so it's important to maintain some lowering of the scalp temperature for a period of about 90 minutes after the chemotherapy infusion stops, because you still have circulating chemotherapy.
This treatment isn't covered yet by insurance, but the Sparrow Foundation's Women Working Wonders, or W3 committee, is helping defray the expense, according to chairperson Janet Freund.
Even though it's not just a women's issue, hair, you know, everyone wants to keep their hair during chemotherapy, but it was first approved by the FDA for breast cancer, which primarily affects women. And so we just thought this was a wonderful tie-in to our mission, and we're happy to provide the opportunity.
Deborah Meehan Lint was the first patient who was treated at Sparrow last week. She says the DignaCap is very tight and she can't hear very well while it's on, but she didn't suffer from the brain freeze-style headache she had feared. She just needs to use some caution with what she does with her hair between treatments.
Really, I can't wash my hair that often. I really can't use any kind of products on it. I have to be very careful with it because it will get brittle. If I can keep some of it, and if, please, it all comes back, that's my most important for me.
The people at Sparrow's Herbert Herman Cancer Center say this is the only DignaCap treatment available in mid-Michigan. Scott Pohl, WKAR News.